It's The Record on KUOW. I'm Bill Radke. We've told you about the trend. Companies aren't into suburbs anymore. They want to be in cities. Amazon, Weyerhaeuser, Expedia. So when Microsoft said it had a big announcement about its headquarters, I held my breath, Todd. Can I exhale now?
You may.
Okay. Todd Bishop with the Seattle tech news site GeekWire. Turns out they're doing a campus remodel.
HQ1, Bill.
HQ1. Doubling on the one.
Exactly. So this is the original, the OG.
Yeah.
Redmond campus. It's a dozen buildings. They look like X-Wing fighters. That's sort of what they're known as. Mm-hmm. This is where Microsoft moved from Bellevue. You'll recall they originally moved from Albuquerque to the Seattle area, but they were over by the Burgermaster in Bellevue, as fast food aficionados will tell you.
Mm-hmm.
This was the campus that they then moved to in Redmond. And Microsoft's huge advantage here in what they're doing is that they have 500 acres to work with. So they will be tearing down 12 of those original buildings, and on that land, creating something actually approximating an urban campus in the burbs.
What do you mean?
It's going to be dense. It's going to be built around open space. But
how can it be both dense and built around open space?
So the buildings themselves will be much closer together in a ring around open fields and soccer fields and cricket fields, and also a public performance area and a place where the company's employees could gather for concerts or big events. But Microsoft's ace in the hole here, and this is not something you hear a lot in the Seattle region, is sound transit, because light rail in 5 to 7 years, you know, 2024,
yeah,
it will be extending from Seattle all the way up to Redmond, and Microsoft will be creating a pedestrian bridge over 520 that connects both the east and the west sides of the Microsoft campus to the light rail station. And so you start to see this vision of much more of an urban feel out there in the suburbs, and that's what they're going to be trying to create.
Okay, well, any giant project like that and getting rid of old buildings and what are we going to do now that we have another chance, that always interests me. But bigger picture, is it news? Like, why should I care about Satya Nadella's remodel?
Bottom line, this is going to create capacity for 8,000 new jobs out there. So that's the first statement about the economy and what Microsoft plans to do here.
And they wouldn't be making room for 8,000 more if they weren't going to hire 8,000 more?
Exactly.
Okay.
I mean, at least they will have the capacity to do that. You know, they employ about 47,000 out there. It's interesting. The Microsoft and Amazon employee bases in the Seattle region are now actually pretty similar. You know, Amazon is right in that 40 to 50,000 range as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have Amazon, which is in the urban core of Seattle, being forced, they would tell you, to look elsewhere because they've essentially run out of room. Microsoft, on the other hand, has this campus where they can expand and do some really creative things with these original
buildings. You quoted Microsoft's president saying, we have the luxury of 500 acres, a luxury few companies have. But what about all the talk about Amazon heralds a new era? Companies all want to be in the urban core.
It's true. And obviously, Microsoft is at somewhat of a disadvantage because they are no longer really in Seattle proper. They had a presence in South Lake Union and Pioneer Square in Seattle for a few years. That is essentially gone at this point, with Amazon taking over every available piece of office space in South Lake Union. So Microsoft, in some ways, is at a hiring disadvantage, at least until the light rail comes into place, because the commute for people coming out of the Seattle core to Redmond and back over the bridge again, as everybody out there knows, can be very brutal.
Yes. But Microsoft is not pulling out of Bellevue, right? That would be disasters to overheat it, but that would be a big deal for Bellevue, but that's not happening.
Correct. We asked that specifically of Brad Smith, the Microsoft president, and he said they will be staying in Bellevue and other suburban Seattle facilities that they have. So that is still the plan.
Okay. You also quoted Microsoft's president saying the new campus gives us the ability to build a working environment that matches the culture that we're creating for Microsoft. What's that mean?
If you look at the original buildings,
The
X-Wing fighters. First off, if you could find your way through those buildings, you deserve some kind of prize. I've gotten lost in those buildings more times than I can tell you.
Well, that was a sorting tool for them.
Exactly. The ultimate job interview test. Can you find the room?
Uh-huh.
they were built for an era of individual office spaces. For better or for worse, the tech industry and the culture of business are shifting to these open collaborative spaces now. And so that really is where Microsoft is headed. So this is a very divisive issue in the tech industry, by the way.
Why?
If you want to get into an argument with somebody, talk about open floor plan office spaces.
What's the argument?
People hate them. Companies are shifting toward them, but there is a segment of the tech population that absolutely hates this whole idea of nothing but open collaborative spaces because it's completely distracting to a lot of people. People sit there with their headphones on. At any rate,
are they just distracted or do they wish they were in their private office?
That's
goofing
right.
Off.
They do wish they were in their private office working hard, no doubt. At any rate, that is where Microsoft is headed with this, is toward the trend which you see at Facebook and Google and everywhere else, where it's an open floor plan. People can have the serendipity of hearing what's going on with a colleague's project and saying, hey, .NET might be able to fix that. Or, actually, let me, I'm dating myself there. Azure, I've got an Azure serverless function that will help you on that particular project.
That's how it happens on the current company video, those serendipity moments.
Exactly. So that when they talk about embracing a new culture and the new way of work, it's that shift from individual offices to something more open.
Okay, and new buildings, so they're tearing some down and adding more than they're tearing down.
That's right.
No parking, right? Because the future's all Autobots. So
parking underground. So there will be parking.
Because I've done interviews with architects saying the future, I'm already starting to design buildings that have a big drop-off area because it's all about, cars coming and going and dropping off ride shares and self-driving.
Microsoft, at least, is not there yet.
Okay.
In fact, I think under one of their buildings on the West Campus, they have one of the largest parking garages in the Western Hemisphere. So
even with the light rail coming, doesn't change anything.
Apparently not. And of course, Microsoft would sit here and give you stat after stat about all of their carpooling, and Amazon would do the same thing in terms of employees walking to work. But the reality is a large percentage of the employee base is still going to get there via car.
Yeah. Okay. So finally then, Todd Bishop, no Microsoft HQ2 in Toronto. Is this what this is telling us? They're here
That's
and
exactly
only here?
Right. And Satya Nadella, Microsoft CEO, has made this clear previously, but here is Microsoft walking the walk, not just talking the talk. But Bill, there is one more important point.
Tell me.
That really needs to be brought up.
What's that?
Lake Bill will remain.
This is my first question.
It is a pond in the original Microsoft campus where Steve Ballmer and other executives, by legend at least, would take dunks after key product milestones. Mike Maples, I think, is one of the old Microsoft executive who used to do this and started this tradition. They announced this at the shareholder meeting this morning. Of course, Lake Bill was named after Bill Gates.
Yes.
Bill Gates was sitting in the front row. I have never seen him grin more when he heard that Lake Bill would remain.
Phew! If that legacy, lake could talk.
His legacy is intact.
Okay. That's the news of Microsoft's, the big announcement was not HQ2. It's that they're betting more on Redmond, making room for 8,000 more workers with some teardowns and buildups. And that is Todd Bishop with GeekWire. Always great to talk to you, Todd. Thanks.
Thank you, Bill.